Chapter 17.
Are you all right?
Sasha said. Bezog nodded, but his face was drawn up tight. His dark eyes looked through her, up ahead, past the Ettins. He was worried. Sasha could feel it. It left her unsettled. Her stomach fluttered. She'd never seen Bezog out of sorts before. She brushed his hair out of his eyes and held out a canteen of wizard's water. He pushed it aside, gently.
No,
he said.
It doesn't seem right. Not with them out there at risk, and here I am doing nothing.
He looked at her, then looked away, fists balled up at his sides. Anyone who didn't know Bezog would see nothing but a part man, part elf, who oozed with confidence, chin high, speech polished, impeccable in character. But he was rattled.
You saved the woman, Bezog. You battled Ettins. We guard them as we speak. We march them over the plains, our prisoners.
She tried to sound reassuring.
You've done well. The others, they can take care of themselves.
He kept riding, focused. Up ahead, the Ettins lumbered over the ground. Their foreheads glanced back, then muttered to themselves. They were up to something. Sasha could feel it, but surely they could not break the bonds that Bezog had cast on them. Bright green shackles bound their wrists behind their backs. Sasha didn't know if she felt good or bad. She didn't know how to feel, actually. It was thrilling and dangerous all at the same time. What was to be a simple trek south towards the Elven lands had become a full-blown adventure. And it had all happened in moments. She didn't know whether she should feel proud or scared to death.
Sasha,
Bezog said, looking back at her.
Come.
She caught up.
Yes?
I'm sorry.
He caressed her cheek with the back of his palm.
I didn't even take the time to ask you how you were. Are you all right?
Just a little edgy.
His eyes drifted to the Ettins.
Do you think they can get free?
No, my dear. 10 Ettins couldn't break those bonds. And if they try,
he said, offering a grin,
they'll be in for a shock.
I hope they struggle then,
she said, glowering.
Sasha!
Well, it's true. They're evil. I can feel it. I get chills looking at them. And those eyes, so big and dark.
She tore her stare away and looked at him.
I hate them.
Strong words, my dear.
He cleared his throat, lifted his brow.
Try to ignore them. They're ignorant of their actions, born that way. It's a shame I used to think there was good in everyone. But over the centuries, I've come to know better.
He squeezed her hand.
But what I have learned is even worse.
What's that, Bezog?
I've learned about the evil that resides in all of us. The evil that lurks beneath the surface of love and hate. The good roots without the strength to grow out. How it's so much easier to do the wrong thing instead of the right. I worry, Sasha.
He looked up to the clouds, a frown forming on his face.
About me?
She said, following his gaze. Night was almost upon them. The clouds that drifted were black and the stars behind them gone. A strange fog rolled over the grass. What was earlier a blustering day in the sun had become a land more sinister. A distant flash of lightning caught her eye.
Yes, of course I worry about you,
he said.
I sometimes wish you hadn't come. I want you safe. I fear I can't always protect you.
I don't expect you to. I have to learn how to protect myself.
And you've done well with that,
he said.
But I wanted you here with me, Sasha. I needed you here with me.
A chill went through her. Bezog never needed anything from anybody.
Why?
He looked her straight in the eye.
In case none of us make it back.
Her heart stopped, then started again. At least it felt like it did. What was he saying? What did he mean?
Bezog, I'm certain we'll make it through this. We'll find the ocular of Ore, heal dragon, and then things will be the same.
He shook his head.
The climate changes. Even though my elven instincts aren't as sharp as they used to be, I know. That's why I wanted to have you with me. I wanted you by my side, selfishly, just in case.
Just in case what?
She could see her reflection in his violet eyes when he said it.
Just in case we're near the end of this world.